Okay, so thank you for a sweet welcome from Katie. And again, I'm Suzanne Silva, and I just want to tell you, great job getting here for the last nest of this school year. Good job. My family and I have been actually at Watermark for 21 years, so not quite the whole time. And I have been a mom for 24 years, and yes, that's some pictures of my family. For 24 years, and we have been married, David and I have been married for 27 years. When we started going to Watermark, Charlie, our youngest, was 3 months old, Sam was 2 years old, and Austin was 4 years old. So a very similar boat as many of you guys out here. So today they've asked me to discuss just our heart for service, what scriptures have guided us, what services looked like over the years with my family, and how it's affected just our family's legacy. I would say, when I think of service, I think of it as the opportunity to reflect Christ's love to our world, to grow his kingdom, give thanks to God for his goodness, and to get to experience joy in responding to God's call on my life. And I think service is an overflow of thanks to God. David and I's mission verses are Romans 12, 1 through 2, which says, "Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. And this is your spiritual..." Y'all, I get confused because sometimes I go back from NIV to NLT to ESV. So if I say something incorrectly, it's because I've at some point memorized it in a different translation. So I used to have it that this is your spiritual worship, but this is a true and proper worship. "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will." I will back up and say that I am from a Baptist upbringing in Fort Worth, and we did a lot of service in our church, and I loved it. I probably did err on the side of people-pleasing, but overall was really encouraged to be part of God's kingdom work. I did GAs, which is Girls in Action, which is the Baptist form of Girl Scouts, and I loved being a part of mission work, especially in Mexico. Matthew 28, 19 through 20 says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." These verses were guiding scripture to me growing up. And I love this call to go make disciples of all nations. And we are not alone. God is with us. And we are equipped by the Holy Spirit to do every good work. I would say coming to Watermark, I think there was a switch for me. Because in my mind, missions meant going overseas. But now I see it as a constant opportunity God offers us each day. Wherever God has us is his plan, whether it's on your street, with your work, your schools, your family. As believers, we are called to be marked with love, faithfulness, humility, servant leadership. And also, serving is not about earning any favor or our way into heaven. God created, service is about an overflow of thanks for the free gift of God's grace. And God created us to do good works through Christ. And these verses in Ephesians remind me of these truths. Ephesians 2, 8 through 10, "For it is by grace that you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God. And not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork." And also the NLT version work says right here, "We are God's masterpiece." And I want all of y'all just to soak on that even, just that you have been created individually as God's masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. When we first came to Watermark, my husband and I served in children's ministry, and I taught in Starting Blocks and On Your Mark, and my husband did music. I love teaching the high school. We actually were at Lake Highlands High School then, and I remember crawling under the desk with the kids and throwing a blanket over it with the kids and said, "What do you think it was like being in the belly of the whale of Jonah? What did it smell like?" And my son,
Austin, he yelled, he goes, "It smelled like manure," because we were reading Charlotte's Web, and that's what stuck in his mind. And I remember I learned Matthew 5:16 in We Joyce as we danced around the room in the high school doing it Jamaican style. And it says, "Let your light shine before men that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven." Matthew 5:16. So now we know why they didn't sign me up to do music. But this verse has stayed with me that all the good that we do should point to God and his glory. For our family, especially, summers were an opportunity to serve together. So that made a big priority and dictated if we took when we took a vacation, if they did sports camps or not. We loved especially being a part of backyard Bible clubs and helping host in the neighborhood. We did not wait until the perfect age when our kids or myself had it together, because that moment does not arrive. David and I wanted to cultivate a lifestyle of service, and it was really fun to get to do it together with friends in our neighborhood. I would say when Austin, our oldest, reached kindergarten, I started a mom's prayer group in our neighborhood, and this was a sweet connection with other moms from Watermark and other churches, and this was also a chance to reach out to teachers and ask for prayer requests. We brought our babies and toddlers. We held them, or sometimes they played together, and it was messy and had lots of interruptions, and that was okay. And this also modeled for them that prayer was important. As our kids got into elementary age, we helped with a Burmese reading program in the summer that was in our neighborhood, and everybody could help on some level. We started our time with a mini VBS, and I would use the kids to help act out the play or do motions for verses, or hold up posters for songs, words, and I love finding ways to empower our kids to use their gifts. And I think we really need to work on trying to trust our kids to do it and not to try and not jump in there and do it perfectly for them. I think that's really hard for me. We also helped do a Good News Club at our school, and our kids participated in it. And then as they got older, then they were helpers in the younger ages. Again, my sweet hubby came to do music, and I helped organize everybody. And it was like a VBS, kind of modeled after Watermark Sunday School, and we did it for like 10 weeks in the fall and the spring, and we did it for several years until the school did not allow it with after-school care. I would say both with Good News Club and Mom's Prayer Group, we looked for opportunities to care for the staff, providing them breakfast, and even one summer we redid the teacher's lounge. I would say, to be honest, the Lord knows that my serving and leading also showed sin struggles that I have with either having a prideful heart, control, lack of gentleness at times, also wanting people to have the same desire and capacity. Leading in different areas has been a growing opportunity for me in my character, sensitivity, flexibility to listen and meet people where they are and where God has called them to. So that's a good thing, y'all. It's all about our refining process, and I love that God is, it's a whole process of sanctification in our life. At Watermark, I would also say we loved serving with Mission of Hope, and we enjoyed doing one-on-one trips with our kids. My husband took each of our boys separately, and I took my daughter separately twice, and then our kids went in high school with student ministries to Haiti and Dominican Republic. These trips are actually called discipleship trips, and it's a process of preparing their hearts to be to go with the mind of Christ, to learn the culture, to be flexible, to be open to whatever the needs are, and also memorizing scripture so they were equipped with God's word in their hearts. And here are a couple of our memory verses. Mark 10:43-45 said, "Instead, whoever wants to be great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be slave of all." For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. And Philippians 2, 3 through 4 says, instead, whoever wants to be great among you must be your, I'm sorry, Philippians 2, 3 through 4, do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to your own interests, but also to the interest of others. And I love the attitude of having a humble servant mindset like Christ and figuring and trying to fight the culture of entitlement. Along this line, we also worked hard to raise money for these trips because it was really expensive. It was not really in our budget. So we did garage sales. We did babysitting. Sam even made jewelry. It was great for them to have more ownership on these trips, and I think we appreciated the opportunity more after we had worked really hard for the money to go. And I think Mission of Hope gave us a platform for us to be able to share the gospel, to pray, play, do medical care, and just partner with local Haitian churches to grow God's kingdom. And I think our kids' world got bigger leaving Dallas to go do mission work. So I'm going to say this. Maybe a longer serving opportunity sounds daunting to you guys right now. Look for seasonal things. So like at Christmas time, our family would go to Brother Bill's and we would hand out gifts or be a host family as people went through their Christmas program. Or Charlie, our youngest, he used to do an annual event where we invited boys from his grade to do the shoe boxes for Operation Christmas Child with Samaritan's Purse, and everybody brought something. We wrote letters, and we prayed for them, and it was kind of a sweet, simple event. You just have to pick out what works for you guys. I would say our kids have loved serving Camp Barnabas, and I've gone as a cabin mom multiple years. Camp Barnabas is a camp for people with special needs, and our high school ministry generally serves this week of adults in wheelchairs. It is an amazing week of being stretched beyond all of their comfort levels, and they take care of somebody 24/7 for the week. It's also been a special place, as my son, Austin, specified in his testimony, as having the greatest impact on his heart to serve like Christ. In 2017, the summer before Austin's senior year of high school, he died very unexpectedly. After Austin passed away, it's been a sweet legacy to keep serving there in his memory. And my nephew, who is down, started going there after Austin passed away, and he loves it. And this summer, I will take my nephew to camp with me as he's an adult. Last summer, my daughter and I, even as she finished college, she and I went and served as cabin moms together, and that was a really special experience. This getting outside of yourself has continued for my kids in college, too. They've served in Young Life. They've served in another ministry with people with special needs and also prison letter writing. My daughter didn't have a lot of capacity in college to do a lot, but she's a great letter writer, and that was great. My husband and I, over the years, have served in different marriage ministries, Reengage, foundation groups, and merge groups. I especially love the foundation groups coming to our home and our kids getting to see the importance on working on marriage and also our desire to pour into other people. So Katie Jones, who introduced me, was in our first foundation group 12 years ago. And she reminded me, because I forget, that we did have our kids greet the couples at the door, to look them in the eye, to shake their hands, to serve dessert when it was our turn. And then my kids loved sweets, and so they would get dessert, and then they would retreat to their rooms. I would say my kids also, this also gave them more people they knew and that were also in their support. And so like Jackie Matney, right here, who just welcomed their third baby, she was in also one of our foundation groups, and she also walked with our daughter, Sam, through shift as she worked on her grief. So I'm grateful for Jackie. As my daughter, Sam, has just recently gotten engaged, there was also no question in her mind on the importance of doing a merge-type class and really preparing for marriage. And so that is really sweet. I would say, you know, as David and I are done this marriage for 27 years, we know you have to continue to fight for your marriage. There's never a point when we arrive. And we started doing marriage ministry when someone in our family was having marital problems and they didn't want to hear from us. So we wanted to find other people to cheer for them in marriage and follow after God's design. And I would say also we started our marriage right after my parents' marriage of 32 years had crumbled and a lot of infidelity had come out. And so David and I also really want to stay sober to our own sin struggles and just keep being aware of all that and to protect our relationship. I would say my other favorite ministry that I've been a part of since the beginning is Watermark Urgent Care. So they're very excited that I'm giving y'all a plug for today because, we've been around for over 10 years and hopefully y'all have heard about our urgent care clinics. I'm a nurse and I love to volunteer caring for people physically, but more importantly, sharing with them about how they are seen and loved by Jesus. I think every time I go, I share the gospel multiple times, and there is nothing more reaffirming to your faith than sharing your gospel. I would say after our son died, I had to truly mean it. I would say sharing the gospel felt costly because I had to really believe in God's goodness and trust him with his plans. Also, I love the clinic as you see every walk of life and nation come through these doors. As a clinic of staff and volunteers, we are a family. We are for each other, and we are there to give excellence in care. I would say there are so many opportunities for you guys to serve there. People serve doing pastoral care, praying for people, sharing the gospel. You can use your hospitality gifts and help welcome people in and get them entered into the system. For moms at home, you can be a part of our connecting team and call or email people who are interested in ministry at Watermark. It's a huge need. Also, I'll say, there's also opportunities that you'll get where you can send Bibles or food supplies that we give out to people that are in crisis with food. And so we welcome any of that support. The ask is for 2 times a month, and the shifts are 4 hours each. And you can even come be a provider there. Also, our clinic does intermittent medical trips to Haiti, Dominican Republic, and we just went to Uganda in April. These trips are amazing team-building opportunities, along with supporting local churches and ministries to care for their people. I've also enjoyed lovely shepherding opportunities at Watermark in community groups and also mentoring in region. And it's just a really sweet thing to walk along someone as they're reflecting on their life and growing toward Christ. This year, we've also been a host family to Institute Girls, which has been sweet to open up our home, eat meals with them, and just encourage them. I think the older I get, the more I enjoy just good one-on-one conversations with people. I just want to emphasize, as you consider serving, that there is freedom, guys. It is okay if you do not want to work with kids and you feel tapped out. And if you love kids, I want you to consider how you might bring them along, like even help them teach in starting blocks. I would say this helps prepare them to serve in high school on their own. And all of our kids have served in some form or fashion in kids' ministry. Again, remind them how they can be part of God's kingdom work at a very young age. Y'all just get this really special role of empowering your kids. And they have ears for you. Another easy way, I just want to tell you, I went to a wedding 2 weeks ago, and we were sitting at a table where the bride had, okay, this is unusual, so I'm going to say this. So the bride had been actually a Sunday school leader since these kids were 1, and now they're in 2nd grade, okay? So the couples we were sitting with, they had been the parents of the kids that were in her Sunday school class. And I was actually we were her merge leaders. And it was really sweet, y'all. And I just want to remind you that take it easy, okay? Y'all, ask your Sunday school leaders of your kids. Ask them to come over, okay? They don't care what you serve. You can serve them the peanut butter and jelly sandwich. They really just care that you want to engage and welcome them into their home and say thank you. Y'all, it doesn't have to be something really big. It can be sweet, simple things like that. And I just want to say there's also been different seasons where serving looked different. For 18 years of my adult life, my mother struggled with multiple sclerosis and was a quadriplegic for most of those years. So our family learned how to flex every week if there was a medical crisis, if we had caregivers, if we had doctor's appointments. And then it was an opportunity for our kids to see what it looks like to care for our parents and family responsibilities. And our biggest family crisis did come when our son, Austin, died. Then serving looked like keeping our family functioning. It kept fed, clothing, getting to school, and activities, and it was a season of survival, and that's what it needed to be. I would say this was also a season for us to be a recipient of people serving us, and we've had a really beautiful picture of God's body and faithful friends come around us and love us, especially our community group. This also incorporates our desire today, and I say our, like David and I's desire today, to just really reach out to people that are hurting deeply, especially those that are walking in a deep grief. And you may be in a season of survival with these sweet newborns in your arms, you know? And that is okay. And that's also when we get to utilize our community groups that should know us and be able to step in and care for us. I can't emphasize enough how important our community groups are. Even with all the junk we bring to the table, guys, it is better together. There are so many ways to serve at Watermark if you call this church your home. And as you consider where to serve, I want to say guard your hearts on comparison. We have different gifts and capacities. I have no children at home now, okay? I can work part-time as a nurse, and I can serve easily. And there will be different seasons in life when you could do more or less serving outside of your family. I would say serving also gives an opportunity to make a big church feel small as you connect with your different ministry teams. This can provide chances to meet moms who maybe are one step ahead. It is so sweet to learn from people that have had a few more steps down the road. I would say as believers, we all have gifts from the Holy Spirit to share and to be a light that points to the goodness and glory of God. And Christ came to serve and not be served. And I have so much joy humbling myself in serving. I would say, I hope you are excited for the opportunities for the summer to serve as a family. I think use Watermark's resources, hopefully maybe that you're plugged in or be introduced to today. Use the opportunities they're going to present. It's just an easy hop in. Soak in this time to grow your kids' hearts to serve Jesus and to think about others. As many of us have studied Hebrews this year in women's Bible study, I do it in a neighborhood Bible study. And I guess I should tell y'all. So what we have up there is we have some foundation groups and my urgent care teams and a Mission of Hope medical trip, and that's my community down there. I haven't reflected on any of the slides, so I hope you followed along. But I really want to pray this blessing from Hebrews over you guys. So if y'all just bow. So Hebrews 13 through 22 says, "Now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with every good that you may do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen."